It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And you're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 9th of July, the 190th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 175 days until the end of 2022. Lots of excitement up here at the radio this past Thursday. The EPOP winners were announced live from our grand studio. I put the link on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages so you can see how it all went. It's in French, but you can watch the winning videos and feel the happiness. EPOP. Remember EPOP, my friends? I'm thinking you don't, as only one Anglophone entered, which was quite disappointing. But next year, you will all enter, right? EPOP is a video competition sponsored by the RFI Planet Radio Department. Planet Radio reaches out to remote populations around the world, and this is the fourth year they've sponsored this competition. You're to create a three-minute video about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. There are four different categories you can enter. You can try your luck for the grand prize. If you're a young woman under 25, try for the Young Female Producer Prize. Of course, there's a prize for the RFI clubs, and there's also the EPOP Jury Prize. You guys, you cannot believe the awards. From 1,000 euros up to 4,500 euros, plus recording equipment. I sure am expecting a much bigger contribution from the RFI English listening audience next year. We're very proud that the winner in the EPOP 2020 RFI Club category went to an English language club, Adita Pritika's RFI Agni Chirago Phoenix Club in Tamil Nadu, India. Next year, it could be you.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
Are you ready?
I hope so, cuz. It's time for the quiz. RFI English journalist Laura Angela Bagnetto was in Côte d'Ivoire in May at the United Nations 15th Conference of the Parties, or COP. The theme for the conference was land, life, legacy, from scarcity to prosperity, and is, as the UN wrote, and I quote, a call to action to ensure land, the lifeline on this planet, continues to benefit present and future generations, end quote. In Laura Angela's article, COP 15, Securing Land Rights is Crucial to Land Restoration in Africa, she described a pan-African pastoralist movement that's being created by the Rangelands Initiative Africa. All examples show, as Laura Angela pointed out, that when the community is involved, in this case the pastoralists, they themselves will achieve what is needed. This new grassroots group of pastoralists planned to meet again in late May to agree on the way forward, and I asked you to tell me where that meeting would take place. The answer is in Jordan, at the International Land Coalition Forum. The ILC is a global alliance of civil society and farmers' organizations, NGOs, and United Nations agencies. The winners of this week's quiz are Sherifun Islam Nitu, who's a member of the RFI Amur fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and RFI listener club members Razia Hossein Iti from Netronka, Bangladesh, and Father Stephen Wara, who lives and serves at the Cistercian Abbey in Bamenda, Cameroon. Hello, Father Steve. Blessings. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are RFI Listener Club members Sweet Rashid Damani. He always writes the nicest notes. Rashid lives in Messila, Algeria. And last but not least, another dear man, Hans Werner Lolleke from Hedehusen in Denmark. Hans included this thoughtful comment with his quiz entry. God has created enough for everyone's needs, but not enough for everyone's greed. Amen, Hans. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, our very own Happy Olya Horton wrote a wonderful article and produced a very nice video about a young woman who just won the prestigious 2022 Basque Culinary World Prize. The prize, created in 2016 by the Basque government and the Basque Culinary Center, goes to, as Olya wrote, chefs from around the world who are using their talent and creativity to create positive change, end quote. And Fatmata Binta, this year's winner, is doing just that. As Olya explains in her article, Gastronomy Gong, given to Fulani chefs supporting women in West Africa, not only has Ms. Binta created a pop-up restaurant of Fulani cuisine, the Fulani are one of the largest ethnic groups in West Africa, traditionally nomadic herders, but they're farmers now too. So, in addition to her restaurant celebrating traditional Fulani cooking, she created the Fulani Kitchen Foundation. As she told Olya, traveling around to different communities and collecting recipes, she saw the enormous difficulties women faced. So she created the foundation. She already has 4 acres of land in northern Ghana, where women can, as Olya wrote, do arts and crafts and grow fonio that will be packaged up and sold back into the community, end quote. Binta plans on using her prize money to further develop her center for women, the Fulani Kitchen Foundation. Fatmata Binta took a while to find her calling, moving around from job to job. Her mother gave her a nickname, and that's your question. What is this year's Basque Culinary World Prize winner, Fatmata Binta's nickname? What does her mother call her, or what did her mother call her, as it seems she has finally found her true life path, and what a lovely one. Again, reread Olya Horton's article, Gastronomy Gong Given to Fulani Chef Supporting Women in West Africa, and answer me this. What is the nickname given to Fatmata Binta by her mother? To help you with the answer, you can find Olya's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com. It's also on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages. And here's something new, the chance to win bonus points. If, in addition to your answer to this week's quiz question, you take the time to answer an additional question, you'll be eligible for an extra gift. How about that? This week's bonus point question, in keeping with the regular quiz question, is, what is your comfort food? What do you eat when you're feeling a little out of sorts, that little or big, something that makes you feel better? It's probably something from your childhood, but it certainly doesn't have to be. Again, answer this week's bonus question, what is your comfort food, along with the week's regular quiz question, and you'll be eligible for an extra gift. And you'll make me happy. And the show will be more interesting. And you'll feel good being more involved with the show. Those ands just go on and on and on. So to your pens. You have until the 22nd of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 27th of August to see if your answer wins a prize or two. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your
your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Wow, I can't believe that, to start celebrating you guys. Yes, Radio France International, you guys are doing great. I love you. This is Gulu Gold, the CEO of Gulu Gold Oil and Gas Limited from Nigeria, calling from Abuja. Wow, wishing you guys from Abuja. I love you. Keep doing the good work. Keep doing the good work. Keep giving us the news. Blasting. Keep blasting. Keep blasting. I love you. I love you. Thank you.
Man, Gulu Gold, how could we not love you right back? No way to feel blue with a Gulu Gold in the world. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Vincent Porra for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the documentary For the Sake of Peace. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Erwan will be back next week with his musical choice for you, so today you're stuck with me, and I'm going to torment you once again with my favorite genre, Western classical music. Monday was the 4th of July, Independence Day in the U.S., so I've been thinking a lot about my poor country, which really looks like it's dying a slow death. I remind myself of the beautiful things Americans have brought to the world via the arts. And today I'll play you a clarinet concerto that was written in 1949 by my countryman Aaron Copland. This is a 1993 recording with clarinetist Richard Stoltzman. He's joined by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. It's very pretty, slow and contemplative in the beginning, and then whoosh, incredibly invigorating. I hope you like it. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And stay safe, my friends.
Thank you.